This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, kids. Now you get out there and remember, red means stop, green means go.
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. And I'm Taxi Dave. Am I Taxi Dave? Yeah, I think I am. We're broadcasting live. Where are we? What's the name of this restaurant? We're broadcasting live for El Azteca Restaurant on 9th Avenue. La Azteca Restaurant on 9th Avenue and 52nd Street, where the only thing better than the food is the lovely owner and host, Maria. So thank you so much for letting us do that at El Azteca Restaurant or La Azteca. It depends if you're a male or a female, I guess. We're going to have special guest Senator Tony Avella on with us in a minute or so. Send your emails in now so I get to read them before the during the show. Okay, I get a slew of emails usually when the show is just about ending. So if you do want your emails read on the show, send them to taxihale@AOL.com. And you can just jot down the phone number for later if you want, 800-321-0710. So at 5:15, it was pitch black outside. Daylight savings time ended today, November 6th. And I should have known because at 6 o'clock, I got an email. What the heck is wrong with you, stupid? Your radio show isn't on tonight. Who's stupid? Okay. So, November 6th today, you know, sunset in the fall and winter is earlier in the day when more pedestrians are out, including children, and it's important to be extra cautious during this period. All right. Now, being struck by a car is the most common cause of injury-related death for children throughout the country. 1 in 10 New Yorkers know someone who has died in a traffic crash. Fall and winter are typically the deadliest seasons of the year for pedestrians on your streets, and as the days grow shorter, we see an increase in traffic injuries and fatalities. Crashes resulting in serious pedestrian injuries increased by almost 40% in the early evening hours. So, you know, the city needs your help, the taxi industry needs your help in making this pattern a distant memory. When you're on the road, you can do your part to make the street safer by simply turning slowly, always looking out for pedestrians, and carefully pausing to scan all crosswalks before making a turn. As always, remember to slow down and stay within the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit in New York City. And remember, slower speeds save lives. Now, to that end, my friend Bert over at Hereford Insurance Company wants you to know to start managing your distractions, especially this time of the year. If you manage them, it'll increase your level of concentration, productivity, and a chance of survival. Now, the distractions we all know of, cell phones, GPS, the radio or DVD, passengers conversing with you, reading the newspapers or other things, and eating or drinking coffee, cigarettes, food. And then you have the distractions outside the vehicles, other vehicles, pedestrians. You have those bicycles. You have traffic devices, the road conditions, construction. It just goes on and on and on. And cell phone use while driving has become the largest cause of motor vehicle accidents in the world. So please, please be careful when you drive. And the reason, we're talking about daylight savings time ending, and using a lot more electricity. You know, obviously, at 5:15 it's dark already, the lights go on and you use more electricity. Well, our guest, once again, on the Taxi Dave Show is Senator Tony Avella, and he's dedicated his life to fighting for the working and middle-class families in New York State. You know, he also served as an aide to former mayors Koch and Dinkins. In 2001, Tony Avella won the election to get into the city council representing the 19th District in Northeast Queens, and his hard work resulted in the first real changes in the city's zoning code in over 40 years. Now, his last year in the city council, he received the New York City Human Rights Award, and rightfully so. Respecting the will of the voters, who twice passed term limits, Senator Tony Avella, at that time Councilman Tony Avella, refused to run for a third term. As opposed to others, who the mayor kind of conned him into running for a third term. And even though the public passed term limits two times, he decided to buy the votes at about $72 a vote, if I recall, for his third term. But Senator Avella didn't do that. He ran for state senate in 2010, and he was elected. Okay, he was appointed right away to the city's environment conservation committees as a ranking member. He was reelected in 2012. He was reelected in 2014. I wonder if that means he's running in 2 days. But early in 2014, Tony joined the Independent Democratic Conference, and that's made up of five Democratic senators, and what their goal is to work on bipartisanship and efficiency in the Senate and to get things done. Tony likes to get things done. Capiche? And he's on countless committees in New York State. But one thing that should be noted also, a lot of politicians, city council, assembly, Senate, they look for Lulus, and I don't mean ladies. Lulus are getting on to certain, when you get on certain committees, you get a stipend. You get $8,000, $2,000, $15,000, based on the committee they put you on. Tony Avella continues to refuse in the Senate, as he did in the council, to accept the Lulus because it's an additional taxpayer-funded salary increase in return for loyalty to the party leadership instead of loyalty to the taxpayers. Okay? That is to be commended. Besides, also, he's an acknowledged leader for animal welfare, for veterans, and it is Veterans Day coming up Friday, folks. Don't forget to support and remember your veterans. And he's also acknowledged leader in the to fight for senior citizens. I could go on and on and on. You see the type of person that Senator Tony Avella is. I'm tired already just talking about him. with daylight savings time and with us using more electricity, it's very interesting that there is supposed to be a rate increase in New Yorkers' electric bills. Senator Avella, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show. Welcome back.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure. And thank you for that wonderful introduction.
I'm exhausted.
Now, I was tired just listening to it.
Well, turn on the lights and let's spend some more money on electricity. You sent a letter to the Public Service Commission in New York State. Can you tell our listeners exactly what's going on with this electricity increase?
Well, apparently the Public Service Commission, sort of towards the end of the legislative session, on their own decided to increase everybody's electric bill by 1% to 2% to subsidize four upstate nuclear power plants that are apparently in financial trouble. So it's almost like another corporate bailout. And everybody knows we pay in New York, and especially in New York City, we pay some of the highest electric rates in the country.
Yes, we do.
I sent a letter to the Public Service Commission opposing this and saying it's outrageous. I mean, there's got to be another way to do this than putting the burden on bailing out another corporation on the people who can least afford it.
So you're opposing this increase. It's actually a tax increase, right?
Right. Well, that's what it is. It's a tax. It's a clever way of saying, yeah, we're increasing your electric bill, but really is it a tax?
When was the last time electric rates went down?
Not in my lifetime.
Never.
Really. Well, and, you know, the interesting thing is about this, that New York City residents, downstate residents, will pay 60% of this bailout, but yet we don't get 60% of the electric from these upstate power plants. So we're being shafted downstate, and this is simply wrong, and that's why I wrote a letter to the Public Service Commission asking them to redo how they figure this burden, this tax increase, this rate increase. But come, assuming I'm reelected on Tuesday, in next session I'm going to introduce legislation to stop this.
Oh, so you are running again on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody's paying attention to the presidential election, so people don't realize there's other races up for election.
Well, you certainly have the support of Taxi Dave and all you listeners. You know, if you're in Queens and you see Tony Avella on the ballot, he's up there fighting for you. I mean, he's against raising property taxes. I mean, I can't begin to tell you the list, although I gave you a pretty good idea of what he does for you at the beginning of the show. What would you do differently in Albany this year if you reelected? Is there anything that you think you can push?
Well, there's still, and it'll be interesting to see, do the Republicans maintain control of the state Senate, even though the Independent Democratic Conference has a working relationship with them, or is it the Democrats with the Independent Democratic Conference that forms a Democratic majority? Because one of the things we absolutely have to do, and we talk about it, is more ethics reform in Albany. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get it passed. I have like 10 bills to reform Albany. But the very people who need to pass these types of legislation are the very people who are taking advantage of the system. So it's very hard to get something passed in terms of reforming Albany. The governor has tried, and we've made some small baby steps, but there's so much more we could do, and it'll be interesting to see the results of the election next Tuesday in terms of the state Senate in Albany.
This electric increase, when is it supposed to go into effect?
That's a good question. I think it's going to, you know, pretty soon.
Okay,
if not the beginning of next year, but it's, I haven't seen actually when it goes into effect.
You know, it's funny. Not one other politician came out against this rate increase. I mean, if they even know about it.
No, that's actually not correct.
Sorry.
There were like five assembly members who sent a letter to the Public Service Commission as well. One of them I remember was Assemblyman Brennan in the assembly, who unfortunately is actually retiring. He was a good guy. So there are five, I believe the number is five assembly members who have done something similar. I may be the first one to go really public on this.
So let's go back to the state Senate. How many senators are there without the...
Well, there are 63 senators. You need 32 to be in the majority and 32 to pass anything. And right now the Republicans have 31 plus the Democrat Simca Felder from Brooklyn, who sits with the Republican conference. That gives them 32. And then, so they're in the majority. They could do whatever they want. Then the Independent Democratic Conference, which it currently is five members, it's now going to be six because a recently elected senator from the Bronx who took Espaillat's place when he was elected to Congress, she's going to join, so there'll be six. So together with us, we make a coalition, and the rest are the members of the Democratic Conference. So for any one side to be in charge, you need 32. And right now, even if the Independent Democratic Conference merged with the Democratic Conference, we still don't have enough. We have 31.
And what is the key race in that in the Senate?
That's a good question. There are some seats that are up that are questionable on Long Island. Previously, it was nine senators from Long Island. They were all Republican. However, a Democrat, Todd Kominski, took one seat in the special election. So it'll be interesting to see how Long Island goes. There's quite a few fights. I'm sure people have seen the commercials, both positive and negative, on TV. And there's a couple of seats upstate that are, you know, questionable. One Democratic Senator, Pena Pinto, won in a special election. He's already leaving because of a scandal, apparently. And the Democrats won that seat because in the special election there were, or maybe it was the general election, there were two Republicans in the general election. So the Republicans split the vote, and the Democrat was able to get in. That seat would probably go back to Republican control. So it's going to be interesting. Like I say, the Republicans in the state Senate only have a one-vote majority. Anything can happen.
Traditionally, the presidential election years has the largest voter turnout. If you're listening to me, and wherever you live, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and we have listeners in other parts of the country also because I get emails from them and occasional calls. Don't just vote for president, regardless of who your choice is. Research your other elected officials and who's running and make a choice. But more, most importantly, get out and vote for the best candidates like you, Tony Avella.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's very good advice because statistics show that on the high-profile elections like president or maybe governor or U.S. senator, after the top few races, they drop off. In other words, people don't go and vote for the lower races. And I always tell people, listen, I'm a Democrat, but I think both parties have issues that they need to really address. I tell people, look at who you're voting for. You know, split your ticket if you think there are good people on either side. The better quality candidates that we get into office will make it much easier to reform the system. And we all know the system needs reforming. I don't care whether it's city, state, or federal. Government needs to be a better job and be much more responsive to the people.
Well, I want to thank you for being much more responsive to the people, Senator Revelle. I've known you a long time. And you just seem to do everything that's proper, everything that's just, everything that's correct, and not accepting those fees. How do your comrades in the Senate look at you when you, I don't know if you're the only person that doesn't accept fees for getting on certain committees, but do they look at you in an ill light, or do they respect you for what you're doing?
Let me put it to you this way. When I was in the city council, I've been doing basically, you know, refusing the Lulu and doing other things, you know, which I think are good government, like refusing the parking placard, which allows elected officials to park all over the place. I refuse that because I don't think I should have that privilege, and I should understand what it is to have to park in the city of New York just like everybody else. So I had an elected official come over to me, and kiddingly, but she was also like being somewhat serious. The woman said to me, "Will you stop doing what you're doing because you're showing the rest of us up?" And I took that as a great compliment.
Badge of honor.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we know how tough it is to park. In fact, taxis, yellow cabs, can't park anywhere. Okay. Yellow cabs can't park anywhere. Let's see. The show is doing nothing about medallions in the market. There are many medallions going bankrupt. Please do something like... Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Everyone wants to talk taxi. The reason why I have special guests on like you and talk about things that affect everyone in America, like high electric bills, okay, is so they listen to my radio show, and that's why we're the number one talker on Sunday nights. All right, so don't get upset if I'm not talking about taxi. Okay, this is what people like to listen to. It's an election. There's a national election in 2 days, all right? There are people who can help you if you vote for them. I'm sure everybody's researched all their elected officials and knows exactly what they're going to do, and their first thing they're going to do when they get up at 6 in the morning is go to vote. If I'm not mistaken, the polls open at 6 in the morning, and they're open until 9 p.m., unless they've changed that in New York State.
No, that's correct.
Okay. Anyway... Thank you so much for coming on the Taxi Dave Show. Yes, emails are coming in about taxi stuff, so we're going to get into taxi. You know, right before you leave, it's funny because, you know, you wear it as a badge of honor. You're showing up other elected officials by not taking the Lulu. I don't know I just read something about Assemblyman Cahill, who collected reimbursements from the state for travel expenses he had paid with money from his campaign account, a possible violation of the law, according to the Times Herald Record Review. And he acknowledged the payments, and as he said, his staff was supposed to track the expenses. You know, there's so much responsibility on the shoulders of our elected officials. And, you know, who's monitoring elected officials? With elected officials like Tony Avella, he monitors himself. You don't have to worry about nonsense like that. Anyway, Senator, I just figured I had to say that because I do have the utmost respect for you.
Well,
and
thank you.
With that, good luck on Tuesday. And,
thank you.
And I hope you'll be celebrating Tuesday evening for a big win.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Take okay. care.
Thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show. All right, let's see. Let's read some emails. This is from Imran. So this show is doing nothing about the medallions in the market because there are many medallion bankruptcies. Please do something like tell the TLC, stop the meters in Uber cars. Do something like stop putting more Uber cars on the road. Do something like stop share rides. Do something like stop going below the taxi meter prices. This Imran also says the TLC should stop doing live pickups. It should be pre-arrangement only. The TLC should stop Uber using electronic devices. And the TLC should know that drivers are killing themselves now. We have to work a lot, and I can't stay with my kids on weekends because I have no drivers. I don't want to go bankrupt. I don't know what the city is thinking about, but please think about mentioning this on the air. And that's from Imran. Okay, I mentioned it on the air, and it is a tough time out there. The values of medallions have dropped. The traffic in New York is worse than it's ever been, regardless of what you're hearing. Taxis don't take as many fares as they used to be taking. All right. And here's an email from Stephen Negron. Good evening, Taxi Dave. A question from my dad, Jose, a proud, iconic yellow taxi medallion owner of over 50 years. When do you expect a joint forum of the mayor's office, the Taxi Limousine Commission, and the yellow taxi representatives, including the effective owners and drivers, to take place to address the uneven playing field currently allowed and growing unabated with application models such as Uber? I appreciate all you do for us. When do we expect a joint forum? You know, there was something that was put together a couple of years ago where they had people from every segment of the industry, and it was going to be, I believe the city council had put it together with the Taxi Limousine Commission, and I was asked to go on, and it never went anywhere. As far as I know, there's never been one meeting. So when do I expect a joint forum? It's a great idea. Maybe the voices, the ears who are listening to WOR 710 right now will pick up, okay, on a joint forum. The mayor's office, the taxi commission, yellow taxi representatives. We do know the regulators meet with different segments on separate occasions, separately. They very accessible. They take a lot of meetings. But a joint forum is an idea that it's a long time overdue. And I want to thank you for the email, Steve. And say hi to your dad. Here's an email from Mr. Sphere. What is the mayor and the TLC going to save the taxi from going bankrupt? I guess, what are they going to do to save the taxi from going bankrupt? That's a great question. And what they really need to do is to mandate every rule that yellow cabs have for others that are in the same industry, like picking up electronic street hails. And I'm going back to accessible vehicles right now. 50% of the yellow cab industry has to become accessible within the next 3 years. Not one accessible vehicle does Uber have. drivers like hybrids. There is no accessible vehicle that is a hybrid. Drivers like it. It doesn't exist in the yellow taxi industry, so they migrate to other segments of the industry. That is not a level playing field. So I want to thank you for that question as the emails keep rolling in. There's more emails, but let me read a couple of things that are going on. First, let me talk about, I was going to save this for last, but it's really bothering me. Guilty verdicts. One morning, and I guess I'm going back about 3 years now, I was at the George Washington Bridge, and it had to be about 6:30 in the morning. I like to get there early because I had a wife who was dying of cancer. And if I get into the office early, I could leave early, okay, for some type of quality of life in the evenings. And I get to the bridge. It was horrific, absolutely horrific. So the news is, I believe this happened on Friday, a federal grand jury convicted two of Governor Christie's former allies of all charges they were accused of. And the scheme was to close the access lanes at the George Washington Bridge in Fort Lee, and that was to punish the mayor of Fort Lee, who declined to endorse Christie's reelection. Their names, Bridget Ann Kelly and Bill Baroni. They were tried, okay, and, you know, the testimony at the trial indicated that Governor Christie knew about the lane closings as they were causing major traffic jams in Fort Lee, and that happened for 5 days. He was deeply involved in the cover-up. That's what the testimony said. And he continues to insist, even after the verdict, Governor Christie said he knew nothing about it until months after it was over. Now, the federal investigation into the lane closings led also to two other pleas by confidence of Governor Christie. David Wildstein, he was installed as the governor's enforcer at the Port Authority, okay? And he pleaded guilty to orchestrating the lane closings and became the prosecution's chief witness. And then you have David Sampson, who was the former New Jersey Attorney General who Christie appointed, okay? So they're going down, they're getting guilty, and as my friend JFK Mike would say, Chris Crispy. Why Crispy? Because he's done. All right, when are they going to get to him? And shame on you. They affected one life, the guy you're listening to right now. They affected my life. The George Washington Bridge is the most traveled bridge in the country. How many thousands of lives were affected with the bridge gate? Some people who don't go over the bridge have no idea. Oh, what's the big deal? There was traffic at the bridge. 6 hours worth of traffic? And I'm not being selfish here. I know it affected me. I feel sorry for people who had worse situations than I did at the time. So there you go. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. A couple of things going on in the yellow taxi industry in New York City. There's something called the TIF, the Transportation Improvement Fund. On every fare, there's 30 cents that's added to each fare. The owner of the medallion collects, well, the driver collects it from the passenger, the owner collects it from the driver, then the owner quarterly pays New York City the amount that he has to pay based on the website that New York City has. It was supposed to be paid on November 4th, and as of November 3rd, the system couldn't be, you couldn't get onto the system. So the short version is that the deadline has been extended to November 25th to pay the TIF payments, the Transportation Improvement Fund payments of 30 cents. You have now until Friday, November 25th. Wanted to get that out there for all medallion owners and all drivers. When we come back, I'll read some more of your emails. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com, and call me. The lines are open. And guess what? The phones work this week. The phone number is 800-321-0710. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And stay tuned. for a lot of more information. A lot more information. We'll be right back.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Perlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
We are downtown at LS Tech Restaurant on 9th Avenue in New York City. And listen to this, folks. Don't drink and drive. Take a yellow cab, will you please? It's silly to kill other people and to injure yourself, cause damage. And you're taking others' lives and your own life into your own hands. So how would you, you know, I have a picture of myself on my DMV license that I took 30 years ago. When I go down on my DMV license, I said, you know, do I have to take a picture? No, you can use the old picture. You sure? And now you renew it by mail. I have the same picture on from 30 years ago. TLC rules said that you must keep a likeness on your TLC hack license between what's on the hack license and what you look like. Take a look at these pictures, Claire, okay? I have a gentleman who has a hack license, and he came into the office with a $50 summons that was given to him. And the summons says, keep likeness updated. I stopped the driver of the above vehicle. I saw that his hack license and his driver's license were aged significantly with a hack picture with no gray hairs. The guy has like 10 gray hairs around each ear. The rest of his hair is totally black.
Yeah.
And he got a summons. You see the same thing I see?
Absolutely.
Okay. So my question is, why are you giving guys summonses for having gray hair around the ears when there's thousands of illegal street hails going on right in front of your eyes in Manhattan?
I agree.
Unbelievable.
And the likeness is exactly the same.
Let's take some callers. Stan, you're first on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening. Nice to talk to you. The first time I'm calling.
Welcome.
Thank you. I got just one question and one comment. I think the governor of New Jersey is going to walk. I really think he's going to walk. As much as I'd love him to get
a long walk off a short pier?
Maybe in front of a truck, but I don't think they're going to get him. That's the first point. The man is going to have a news conference, I think, within the next couple of days, and it'll be recorded, it'll be watched, and we'll see what he says. But I think he's going to walk. I don't think they're going to get him. So let's forget about him for a second. The key I want to ask you is something that's bothered me over the last 10 years. And it's not necessarily a racial thing, but the Hindu and Indian community dominate the New York campus situation. How did this happen within a 10 to 15-year period? I mean, it's not a racist. It's basically they totally dominate the camps in New York. Can you explain that to me, how they've done that?
Sure. A lot of old-timers who've been in this industry for decades, as I have, once upon a time, when I drove a medallion, there was mostly Italians, Irish, and Jews.
Correct.
Okay. And then Russia opened up the floodgates, and Russians started coming in, and they started getting into the taxi industry. I remember the Sikhs in the 1980s started coming into the industry, and there were a lot of Sikhs who were coming in. As when you come to the United States of America, a lot of times you don't have a skill. And the stepping stone, I mean, there were actually, and I'm not kidding, physicists from other countries, doctors from other countries, whose credentials didn't count here, would drive cabs while they were going to school in America. And what's happened is the overwhelming majority of immigrants who come in and need to work happen to be from Pakistan and, you know, countries in that area. So that's what the real answer is. It's the number of immigrants coming into New York City, okay.
Do they dominate the industry totally? I mean, is it complete dominant? I mean, it's total dominant. Am I correct? Are they owned by Indians? There's nothing wrong with it, but do they own the cab companies and so forth?
No. I mean, there's a lot of old-timers who've been in for decades, but the workforce, for the most part, and the way the system is set up is you drive. You drive for a fleet. You may want to, some time, you may want to lease a medallion. After some time of that, you realize, gee, if I could buy a medallion, that would be great. And that's what's happened for decades, where immigrants, partnered with New York City to buy a great piece of the future, which was a taxi medallion. And now the medallion has dropped in value tremendously, and it's in question, I get emails. I have people come see me. You heard the email before? What's the city doing? I'm ready to go bankrupt. They owe hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And if you can't sell it, and let's assume you're a senior and you're too old to drive, or you're unhealthy and you can't drive, and you can't lease it because there's no workforce, what do? You have an asset that's non-productive. You go bankrupt.
I got you.
Okay?
Let me ask you this.
I do want you to know this, Dan. Drivers who work hard, I'm making money. It's a New York City is a hailing town. It always will be, and there is a value to that.
One last question. There's a great movie. I don't know if you've seen it. It's from the 1950s. It's one of the best movies about cabs I've ever seen. It's called The Cater to Fear. I don't know if you. It was by Ernest Borgnine. And the basic story is: I can't afford the wedding, but I need to get the cab. That's important to me. And in the end, he gets the cab, right? That's amazing.
I remember the movie. It is a great movie. And thanks for telling all our listeners about it, Stan. And thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hi, Taxi Dave. Here's an email from Upcar. When is the honeymoon period going to end for the green SHLs as far as having them purchase the same vehicle, yellow taxis, that were forced to choose from by the TLC? Also, I have personally seen more than one green wheelchair vehicle now painted black and working with Uber. Take care, Upcar. When is the honeymoon period going to end for the green SHLs as far as them having to purchase the same vehicles yellow taxis are forced to choose from? That's a great question, and the answer doesn't exist right now. I don't know what the answer is to that, because I've seen all kinds of green vehicles. The green vehicles are the SHL street hail liveries. I met my friend Ted earlier today. Said, I listened to your show last week. It was way above my head. This guy, nothing's above his head, but he doesn't follow the lingo. So if you're in the industry, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, that's why sometimes I explain the acronyms and everything else that's going on. Let's take another caller. Nat, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
David, how are you, my man?
Okay, Nat. Well, thanks for calling.
It's Nat from Lompo. I know we get this all confused a little bit, but how are you?
I'm not confused.
Okay.
One of the rare moments, I might add.
Yeah, I know. We both go through that. First of all, you started talking about the advisory stuff with the TLC. And if I remember correctly, years ago, there was supposed to be a committee called TAB, the taxi, and you know, it was a taxi group with all the TLC, the independents, the fleets. Everybody had an advisory position that was supposed to be connected to the TLC. And that just kind of disappeared. You know, I mean, we've been in the business a long time, and you probably remember that. And, you know, all the owner drivers segment and the radio groups had and then it just disappeared. And the TLC, as you have always alluded to, they listen, but they don't hear. And there's a difference between listening and don't hearing.
What'd you say?
There's a difference between listening and hearing. Okay?
What'd you say? I'm only kidding. Go ahead. Go ahead. I understand.
Stop breaking my chops, man. So, you know, they're always welcome to listen to us. We attend the meetings. We do all these things with the TLC. But, you know, but they kind of wash things out so that they never really do anything that is what we are trying to accomplish in this business. And the biggest thing to me is the fact that the City Council and the Taxi and Limousine Commission will not stop issuing licenses to black cars or base licenses going out. There are 3 to 4 times more TC plates out there than there are taxi plates. And that's the bottom line. And that's what's killing the traffic in this city. We can't move. And really, the biggest, most important part of this, I think, is the fact that they have clogged the streets so much that emergency vehicles, the times of their, from time they get the call to the time they get to the call, has been going up constantly, year after year after year.
So what are you saying? That you're saying that the traffic is responsible for deaths in New York City?
Oh, I think you might be onto something there, David. You're absolutely right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and what would happen if a taxi driver delayed an ambulance?
Oh, they'd probably hang them, you know, in Union Square or something. I mean, you know, it's...
You're talking about, you know, this traffic And traffic has never been worse. You listen to seasoned drivers. They can't believe it. Two drivers sent me emails last week. 14th Street and 6th Avenue to 37th Street and 8th Avenue. $17.40. Okay? And 40 minutes. Is that crazy?
That's nuts. It's nuts. Look, you know, thank God we got decent waiting time in the taxi industry where, you know, at least the guy's getting paid $30 an hour to sit in traffic, but it's a ripoff on the public. It's a ripoff, and at that number, it's not a really beneficial number to the drivers, but, you know, it's at least it's something. But, you know, it's just insane, and nobody seems to care.
Here's an email from Frank, Nat, okay, speaking about traffic. And he's warning everybody, be careful. Try to avoid, when you're trying to avoid traffic jams, avoid the bus lanes. The meter doesn't change, so you can want to go around the traffic jam, but the bus lane ticket is $115. I know, I've gotten one. The video before the judge doesn't show the traffic jam, so you're guilty automatically. And then he always signs off, "Who loves you, baby?" And here's here's one from Stephen B. "What's going on? Because every week, heavier traffic and more cars are on the road in Manhattan. The average speed is 5 miles an hour." Not so much for 25 miles an hour, right? Mm-hmm. "And people would rather walk than hail cabs because it's faster. Motorists, when they cross the bridges or tunnels into Manhattan, there should be a minimum of 2 people. That rule was in effect after 9/11 for a few weeks. And even taxis couldn't cross the bridge or tunnel if they didn't have a passenger in the cab." That's a good point. But traffic really did move with that going on. So,
yeah, but the
bottom line is we need used to be called the taxi cab. I forget what it's called, and I'm on the air, so I'm just going to say, you're all segments of the industry should sit down and meet at the same time. That email I got before is absolutely right. That was from Steve Negron, with the mayor's office, with the Taxi Limousine Commission and all segments, and put together a coalition so we can all air our problems. And I'll tell you, if you're working in Manhattan, there is one main problem, and that is traffic. Okay, now?
That's absolutely. I mean, it's absurd. And I just don't understand why the city council isn't on this at all. I mean, we can blame the TLC for issuing the licenses, and they do, because at some point you have to put a number on it. We cannot have 100,000 TC plates running around the borough of Manhattan. It's just not going to work. And they don't help by putting in bike lanes and pedestrian plazas and this and that. And there's no. It's a one lane city now.
Hear that, folks? You think we have traffic problems in New York City? That's what this is turning into. Traffic problems in New York City. And speaking of that, before we go for a break, which we have to take, here's an email. "No taxi stands. All the FHV vehicles are parked in yellow taxi stands. There's no spaces for yellow taxis. They're waiting for fares when I have to pee." Okay, I've gone around the block daily, sometimes 45 minutes. If I'm waiting by the space, I get a ticket for blocking traffic. We've got to have more places to urinate. And, you know, it sounds funny. It's a real problem. It's true. I know that, you know, I'm on a diuretic. Let me tell you, I had an issue on Friday with that, and it wasn't pleasant. All right? We need more places to park the vehicles. It's a matter of, public safety. It really is. And it could be an unsanitary condition. We need more parking places. Anyway, when we come back, we'll take a couple of calls, and I'll read some more emails. 800-321-0710, taxihail@aol.com. This is the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, and somebody wants me to tell a joke, so let me think of a good one when we come back.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number 3 or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Different Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, We helped move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Pearland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
See that girl barefoot in the car, whistling and singing, she's carrying on. And laughing in her eyes, dancing in her feet, she's a neon light sign.
Every day, Taxi Dave Show is back. Welcome back. Happy birthday to John Succi, S-U-C-H-Y, 70 years old. He's an artist. Look him up online, John Succi, okay? Great, great guy. I remember when he was on the Today Show, okay? And they celebrated his 70th birthday last night in Manhattan, and I happened to be there. What a surprise there. You might have remembered some time ago they were taking out 6 cents for every fare for something called the Health Care Services Fund. Well, all that money was returned to medallion owners. And what's happened is a lot of the checks weren't cashed. So the checks went out in May. Let's see, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. 6 months ago. The refund checks were issued 6 months ago. They will become void in like a week, okay? Cash the checks. If you didn't cash the checks, call the TLC call center at 718-391-5501. If you didn't get your check or there's a problem with it and you know you have money, the 6 cent health care services fund, you have money coming back to you, contact the TLC. Joe, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Dave. You know, the Hass Act was put in for a reason in 1937. And the reason was that there were so many cars for hire that guys were fighting with each other and they weren't making a living. And we are brought back to that point now with the actions, or should I say inactions, of the City and Taxi and Limousine Commission. And I think we know the reason. There are very powerful people behind this, and Uber and
like
big
who?
Invest. Oh, I guess some ex-politicians and big investors and companies like Goldman Sachs and all. And I think what would level the playing field, Dave, which I'm not sure, but someone told me in London that Uber has a delay on their calls. And I'm not sure about that, but that would go quite a ways towards leveling the playing field. And
yeah.
Also,
if there was a 15-minute wait between the time they ordered a car on their phone, and between the time, a minimum time of 15 minutes before the driver can get the fare, that's fair. That's pre-arrangement. I don't have a beef with that. But to be able to, call a cab with your phone, that's one thing. But to call a for-hire vehicle with your phone, it's the same thing.
Different. Exactly. And Halo,
breaking the law.
The city in court, Dave, won a court case against the black car industry saying Halo, which we had a couple of years ago, was the equivalent of a street hail. So if Halo was the equivalent of a street hail, What is Uber? Why isn't that the equivalent of a street hail, Dave? I tried to get in last week. I could not ask Commissioner Josie that question, but I would have liked to.
If the phones worked, you could have.
That's an excellent point.
You know, it's an excellent point. And sounds like you've been in the industry for many years. Am I correct?
Yes, very, very correct, Dave. And could you enlighten us at all on the court cases going on?
We're expecting any day. We're expecting a date for oral arguments in one of the cases. And we're just sitting and waiting. You know, we're just sitting and waiting. Okay, Joe, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Sorry to all you other callers. I know I gave out the number and everyone calls towards the end of the show. But I can't believe time has flown by so fast. All right, next week we're going to talk about some health insurance. All right, it's Veterans Day on Friday. Don't forget your veterans. Honor them, remember them, and thank them for all their service. I'm Taxi Dave. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Thank you all. Thank you, Tony Avella. Thank you, listeners, callers, for making us the number one talker in New York City on Sunday nights. And I got to go now. Hey, Taxi, get me out of LS Tech and take me up to the Bronx, baby.
This has been a podcast from WOR.